Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Brittany the Host podcast. I am your host, Brittany Daniel. OMG. I know some of you guys probably want to kill me for not being around for so long. I think I haven't uploaded probably all of November, and it's the beginning of December. So it's been about a month. And one thing that I told myself I would no longer do is apologize when I needed to step back and refill my cup. I used to do that all the time, and I don't feel guilty about that anymore. I did miss you guys so much. But one thing about this podcast is if I have nothing enlightening to say, if I have nothing that is meaningful, if I don't have the words, if God hasn't moved me to speak, I will not speak. And so I just kind of went in. I've been doing a lot of inner work. I'm purchasing a home, which is super exciting, which I'm going to have a few episodes about and things like that. So I'm definitely have been busy, and I'm definitely in a great place. Most of you guys know my last relationship ended, so healing from that, and not that it's anything traumatic or anything like that, but you know, when you loved somebody and that whole process of letting go and breaking away is very, very, very important to do, to go through that whole process. So then when you move on or when you meet somebody new, you're fully healed and you can move on without baggage. But one thing that I really want to talk about today is that, just that, like trauma and really healing. I know we spoke about healing a little bit on this podcast before, but I kind of want to go deeper than surface healing and what it means and what I've been going through and what could possibly help you guys. And we're coming upon a new year, and I want to challenge anybody, don't wait until January 1st or the new year to have New Year's resolutions and set new goals. You can start right now. Like, you don't have to wait until the 1st or Monday or whatever day. Like, as soon as you want to set new goals, as soon as you want to go work out, start drinking more water, taking better care of yourself, fixing your finances, like, you don't have to start. There is no perfect time. And I challenge anybody not to wait till the new year, because you might lose momentum if you just do it because, oh, it's a new year, New Year's resolution, new year, new me, blah, blah, blah. It could be a new you right now. And a lot of that comes with healing, and a lot of that comes with understanding past traumas. And that's really what I've been doing. I've been doing a lot of meditating, a lot of journaling. Especially recently, this week has been filled with such good energy for me. I've been peeling back the onion, diving into my spiritual map. And I do want to say this, because I got a DM before and somebody like cussed me to filth for talking about how religion and spirituality are different. And I really didn't read it, because to each their own. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a guru, shaman, none of that. If you are a Christian and you believe wholeheartedly in the Bible, you don't believe anything else, your tunnel vision to that, that's great. I'm not converting anybody. I'm not telling anybody what to believe and feel. This is called the Brittany the Host podcast, and these are things that I've experienced that I'm sharing. I've always told you guys, think for yourselves, do your own research, do what feels right for you. Take the pieces of the good that I say that you want to apply to your life and do that, and throw the rest out if it does not apply to you. And if you are super religious like that, to where you believe the Bible is it, there is no other ifs, ands, or buts about it, this is not the podcast for you, because I do talk about spirituality. And one thing that I can say about spirituality is religion teaches you how to be as a person. Religion does not teach you how to connect with God, in my personal opinion. Yes, it teaches you to pray, but I have never been taught to connect to God through religion, not through a church, not through the Bible personally. And I could be wrong. It could be a whole different experience for you all. I'm not saying my experience is going to be the same for everyone. However, in my personal experience, how I connect through God or to God is by praying, but that's my spirituality. When I read the Bible are my left and right limits of how I should be as a person. You know, and that can go for the Quran too. I've skimmed over the Quran. I've never read it. So if you're a Muslim out there, you know, it could be different. So I don't want to speak on a religion that I don't have enough umps about, but I do know some Muslim people that it's damn near the same as Christianity, if you ask me, just the principles on what they stand by and what they go behind. So teach their own. But I say all that to say, for me, religion keeps me from going off on folks. Religion keeps me from treating people well. I mean, keeps me treating people well. Religion keeps me from wanting to cuss people out or being in somebody's social media platform, being it, you know what I mean? Like, it keeps me in check because I always feel like, well, what would God want me to do? And it keeps me from right or wrong. That's what religion does for me. Spirituality, on the other hand, is the next level. I feel like religion is probably like the elementary phase of quote unquote learning who you are, your higher self, you know, chakras, all that stuff. Like spirituality has levels, just like school, everything has levels to it, you know, and I feel like religion is like level one. Or maybe acknowledging that there is a God is level one. And then maybe religion is level two. And for me, spirituality is above that. Not saying that it's better or anything like that. I'm just saying it's a step up because you go inward. Religion teaches you how to live in the world. Spirituality is internal. When you learn about spirituality, and I always talk about this book called The Light is the New Black. I've talked about it on my YouTube channel. If you want to dive deeper into yourself, I would highly recommend this book because it talks about your inner light. It does not teach you any voodoo or whatever people like. I don't understand when people hear spirituality, why they go off the rail. You know, God is spiritual. We are all connected. It's all spiritual because our souls are spirits. When people pass away, they go back to the spiritual realm. Anywho, because it's some ignorant people out there, and you can tell when people haven't really delved deep into spirituality. And I'm not trying to talk down on the Christian faith at all. I've grown up in it. But one thing that I don't like about Christianity is it gives off the impression, and this is the impression that I had in my church and growing up, is if you question Christianity or you say anything other than what's in that Bible, then that means you're a horrible person, you're going to hell, you don't believe in God. Like, we're told not to question the Bible, right? But God gave us common sense. We have to research everything else. We have to research biology. Our bodies are one of the most complicated things on this planet. And we have to learn that. We have to research. We have to get degrees and do research on how to comprehend a poem or a movie or anything like that, which I've done in grad school. So the fact that you aren't supposed to question your religion, to me, sounds like some slavery shit, just to be 100% real. That's mind control. God gave us common sense. God gave us a brain to think for ourselves and to interpret things. And how you do that is your personal business. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but I definitely wanted to address that because it's on my heart. It's on my heart that, you know, I don't need no DMs. I'm good. Believe me. I get signs every day that I'm doing the right thing. I get signs every day from God that I'm on the right path. I get signs every day that I'm right where I'm supposed to be. And when you are spiritually connected to God and the universe and everything, and it's not the same, but God created the universe. You feel me? And that's another thing that kind of bothers me when religious people knock, when people say the universe, God created the universe. It's intertwined and interconnected on a molecular level. It's not some fairy tale BS. It's known. It's proven, you know, there's so many things, but when you get into spirituality and you get to dive into your higher self, you start to evolve and you start being aware of your past traumas and how that there is a difference between, oh, the crazy thing. Okay, I got to stop right here. The crazy thing is, this is not what I turned on this podcast to be about. I did not turn on this podcast to talk about this. I was going to talk about trauma and healing, but I feel like this is super important. So I'm going to say this and then probably have a whole nother podcast about that. When you dive deep into your spirituality, right? And that takes work, that takes healing, that takes understanding your purpose. It takes alignment. It takes focus. It takes silence. Sometimes it takes shutting off the world. It takes an awakening and being aware of what's going on. Not surface level. Like, a lot of the stuff that we're dealing with is surface shit. Like this presidency, Love and Hip Hop. And I always reference Love and Hip Hop. What I'm saying, when I say Love and Hip Hop, I mean, like what goes on TV, what our bills, our goals, all of that is surface shit. And I'm not saying that it's not important, because it definitely is important. However, going under the surface to your soul and your purpose and your divine, the divine reason and divine way you fit into this puzzle called life and the universe is very important for yourself, in my personal opinion. Because when you're unaware of all of that and you're just on the surface with it, then you're in the matrix, you're in the world, but you're not tapped into, you're not tapped into the bigger picture, I guess you can say. And this is hard for me to talk about because this is something new for me that I've discovered in the last like year or two, and diving deep into it recently. So I'm picking my words very wisely. So if it doesn't make sense to some people, I get it. And I just I would recommend that you start a spiritual journey. And what that looks like is just by simply asking God why you're here. What are your gifts? What's your purpose? And a lot of the times your gifts are rooted in your purpose. And I've talked about gifts before. Gifts could be anything, as far as like you could be a great mother. You can be a speaker like myself, a healer. Your gifts could be teaching. Your gifts could be you're a corporate badass. Your gifts could be that you understand money, that you understand numbers. God plants special gifts in us that we're supposed to share with the world to make the world function better. And I believe that when we don't use these gifts, that we end up hurting others in the process and hurting ourselves. And what I mean by that is not physically harming people, but because we're not sharing our gifts, somebody out there is lacking. And the reason why I had to come back, because I didn't really plan on a time I was going to come back to the podcast. I was like, well, maybe in 2021, I'll do season two and then we'll start from scratch. But doing the work that I did, one of the things that I wrote down, because I was connecting. And if you're spiritual, you get it. If you're not, it's cool. This might not be the podcast for you. But one of the things that came out of my writing, my journaling, and it was journaling through source energy and all of that stuff you have to learn about. I won't get too deep, but I was journaling. And one thing was use your gifts daily. I hadn't been using my gifts. I put them on pause. I put them on a shelf because I had other things to deal with, my worldly things like my house, you know, and getting paperwork together. And then also feeling depleted, because when your gift is something like mine, you have to fill your cup. You have to go inward. And sometimes I refilled my cup incorrectly. You know, instead of meditating or praying or getting centered, realigning my chakras, what I ended up doing is binge eating and watching Netflix, and not saying that those things are bad, but that wasn't getting me my cup full to be back in my purpose and in what I'm supposed to do spiritually here on this planet. And worldly things can definitely stop us from using our gifts, whether it be relationships. You know, sometimes women, we get so caught up in what isn't going right or what he's doing or dating and things like that. And that's another thing I wanted to talk about too, that we end up not really tapping in properly to what we're here to do and what we're guided to do. I challenge anybody that's still listening at this point that hasn't been like, she's fucking crazy, is to really tap into you, tap into your spiritual side, your spiritual self. If you're feeling lost, you don't know your purpose, you want to be more spiritual, but you don't know how, the first thing you do is you pray and you ask God or whomever you believe in, Allah, the universe, to open your eyes and guide you. I don't know if you guys know about chakras. We have a third eye in our crown chakra, which connects to our higher source. Clear it. Get in alignment. Pray. Meditate. And meditation is not as like foo-foo as it can sometimes seem in the media. Sometimes meditation is just sitting by yourself with your phone off, journaling or reading, or just sitting with your eyes closed and thinking, going inward, what's going on with you, tapping into yourself. How does your body feel? How do you feel? You know, what's going on? Spirituality is all feeling and emotion and intuition. You know, and it's unfortunate, and I was watching a Yanla Van Zandt on The Breakfast Club, and she was like, we're emotionally retarded, you know, because a lot of us we're not taught as human beings how to be emotional or what to do with our emotions. You know, we're always taught to don't say this, don't cry, be tough, have no feelings, F this person, fuck them niggas, fuck that bitch. Like, and we're programmed not to love. We're programmed to detach. We're programmed to not heal. And the way we cope is through drugs and alcohol and binge watching and eating and smoking and partying and acting like we're not fazed. And what that ends up doing, and I'm not saying that any of those things are like horrible. Like I've done most of them. You feel me? Like it ain't, I'm human. You feel me? I'm not holier than thou. But what that does is it doesn't allow us to sit with those emotions and separate what's real and what's not, or and figure out why we're the way we are or why we're feeling said emotion or anything like that. And I'll give you guys an example. So over Thanksgiving, you know, my family, my mom and my sister came over. It wasn't even my family. It was like my mom and my sister. They are my family, but you know, it wasn't a whole bunch of folks. And they ate, and then I dropped them off and they went home. And then I sat there and I had a feeling of loneliness. You know, like I was like, oh, and it wasn't even the fact that I wanted to be in a relationship. I just wanted somebody, you know, and I wanted a significant other there with me. And normally what I would do in those situations is go in my mind and say a whole bunch of reasons of why I'm happy I'm single, which is great to do gratitude affirmations when you're in a negative mind space. But I just kind of sat with the feeling. I kind of just sat with the feeling and let myself feel it. And once I did that, on the other side of that was a lot of peace. So why I shared that is because a lot of us will feel an emotion, either anger, betrayal, loneliness, sadness, and we try to patch the feeling, or we try to dismiss the feeling, or we try to medicate the feeling, right? A lot of us, some people drink and smoke, or a lot of us go out, or a lot of us do X, Y, and Z. And I'm not saying that those things are bad, but when we try to patch those feelings instead of feeling them and learning how to kind of compartmentalize those emotions for our greater good, we can end up pivoting and doing something that's counterproductive to healing, counterproductive of being a spiritual being, having a human experience here on this planet. I can feel my vibrations already rising. It's crazy. So it's definitely something that I just challenge anybody just to start healing your traumas and sitting with your emotions and not self-medicating. And when I say self-medicating, I'm not talking about drugs. I'm talking about anything, sex, porn, food, alcohol, and wine is alcohol, sis. Okay. Don't be like, well, I don't drink. Wine counts, sis. Somebody over there like, oh, that she ain't talking about me. Yes, I'm talking about you. These emotions are normal. And I don't know why in our society, and I think it's been like this probably forever, but I don't know why dealing with our emotions, it's looked at as a weakness, or being sad, crying, lonely, dependent on somebody else is looked at as a weakness. And even though that's not depending on somebody else isn't an emotion, but we're humans and we all depend on each other in some form or fashion. No matter how independent you are, we need each other, you know. And I'm going to share with you guys something else that came to me. So I've been doing, like I said, a lot of work and healing my past traumas. And I had a crazy dream last night. So I did my cards. I did my tarot. And one of the cards said, start writing down your dreams. You know, because I've been getting a lot of crazy dreams. There's always men in it. Relationship signals are coming up. I had an eclipse in one of my dreams. And that was like crazy close. Like it was crazy, right? So my dream that I had recently was, it was one of my friend's dads, but he looked young. He looked like he was my age. And he ended up selling something very trivial that I had in the dream. I think it was like gold stationery or something like that. The whole point of the argument was stupid in hindsight. But, okay, so let me tell y'all what happened and then I'll tell y'all what I interpreted in the dream. So he sold my stationery and I went the fuck off. And the reason I was going off is because the man who was playing my friend's dad was emotionally detached from what I was going through. He was very nonchalant. He seemed like he didn't care. And the more irate I got, like I was yelling in my dream, y'all. Like I woke up angry. Like I had to kind of reset my energy because I woke up angry because of the anger that I felt in the dream. I was dumb angry. Like I was yelling in the dream. I remember this part for sure. And so when I woke up, I really sat with that and I was like, well, what was that dream trying to tell me? Because it wasn't about the stationery. Didn't really, you know, that's kind of irrelevant. The quote unquote person's dad wasn't really her dad in real life. And he seemed like a young man, like too young to be her dad in the dream. So it wasn't necessarily him, but it was my relationship with him in that moment. And also, how I reacted to something and how somebody reacted to me and how he reacted to me and why I was feeling the way I felt. So after sitting with it and dissecting it, I came to the conclusion that oftentimes in my past, if a man did not honor my emotions, he did not understand where I was coming from, or he dismissed my feelings, I took it personally and I took it as a personal attack and I took it kind of like a fuck you. And in the dream, I told him, I said, you're not, I was like, you ain't shit. And I was yelling it like, you know how people like fight in movies or fight in real life and people holding them back and they going off. That's how I was going off in the dream, y'all, like, because he just didn't care. He sold my stationery and that was my shit. Like, you really don't care that you sold my stuff? My, you don't care? I was like, you ain't shit. And I've said that in real life to somebody before. And the reason why I told them that they weren't shit in that instance was because they didn't meet me where I was emotionally. But neither in the dream nor in real life when that's actually happened to me, did I articulate my pain or articulate my disappointment or articulate why I was feeling the way I felt and why that thing was so important to me. And so what that dream showed me was that I needed to heal and observe how I communicate with the opposite sex. With women, I could talk to them just like this, y'all. I can articulate what's wrong. And normally I don't have any issues with women. Me and women get along great. I'm a woman's woman. Hey, sis, what's poppin'? But when it comes to men, I can have a hard time with communicating my real emotions and my real feelings because I'm always on the defense. My guard is always up. I'm always trying to protect myself. And sometimes when we protect ourselves, it turns into anger because we don't feel safe. It's kind of like I wish a nigga would type of scenario. And that dream really put a mirror up to myself to acknowledge that just because somebody doesn't hear you, understand you, or they're ignorant, they're just too ignorant to even want to meet you there because they're over it. It's not a personal attack on them, on you or me. And it doesn't mean that they're not shit because they're not meeting you there. They just not meeting you there. You might feel like they not shit, but it's really like they're either over it or they don't have the emotional intelligence to meet you, but you didn't clearly communicate. So that's what I mean by really sitting with yourself and sitting with your dreams and sitting with your intuition and your emotions and dissecting what you have going on and how you process your emotions, how you process your pain. And it's little things like that that can make situations way worse than they have to be. You know, when we don't heal, when we don't dig deep spiritually, when we don't acknowledge our traumas and our pains and we're honest with ourselves, because a lot of us cannot be honest with ourselves, then things like that end up happening where we can't fully express ourselves properly or the right way or anything like that. Now, this podcast was all over the place, but I feel like I prayed about what to say to you guys and I prayed about what to talk about. So this didn't really have a topic. This was kind of just like a talking session with you all. What's been kind of on my heart and what I've been going through and dealing with and how my story and what the things that I'm doing can kind of help, I guess, if it does help. But I definitely wanted to shout out those of you who shared on your stories. If you have Spotify, the Spotify wrap up where it shows you like your top podcasts, and to see that I sit in some of y'all's top five in the number one slot for podcasts is freaking mind blowing. And I want to thank you all so much for continuing to rock with me, for continuing to come back and listening all the time. Also, I want to shout out Anaya Ivy. She's probably never going to hear this. But when I saw last year that she was in somebody's top five, or she's in a few people's top five, I think she's in my top five of podcasts. That was a goal for me. I was like, I want that. And to see it come true a year later is crazy. So I just want to thank you guys so much for continuing to come back, continuing to share, continuing to listen, and to continue to discover this podcast for sure. Now I'm going to end this one, but the next one I'm going to post right after this is going to talk about healing and trauma and what we can do to better become better people. And then also, I definitely want to have one about goals and stuff. It's December. I'm really not in the holiday spirit this year. Not to say that my house is decorated. I will say that. It looks really cute. Cute little Christmas cabin. It looks like in my living room. But I'm not really, I don't really care about Christmas this year, y'all. I kind of just want to focus December on healing and getting back to the roots. I want to elevate. Some of my goals this year are to be healthier, more mentally stable, more emotionally stable. Just really, I'm buying a house, but my main goals are internal. So I challenge you all to think about, what are your goals for this upcoming year? I've checked off damn near a lot of my goals from the last year, except for my health goals. I did not hit my health goals the way I wanted to, but I've already started. I have a yoga class Sunday, and I've already been eating healthy and already started working out, even though I only went one day. That's okay. Got to start somewhere. But I love you guys. And I know that this podcast is all over the place. I'm so sorry. I just, when I do these, I don't have notes. I just go off the dome. I pray, ask God to lead me, and I kind of just talk. So the next podcast will be a little bit more structured. I hope you guys got something out of this one. I mean, a little something. You feel me? But I love you guys. Do you. Do what works for you. Be your own person. Listen to yourself. Listen to your intuition. Listen to God. Pray, you guys. Just talk to Him. You don't have to pray in a certain way. You don't have to come to the altar or anything like that. You can just sit down and say, God, I need your help. Or God, can you please show me this? Or thank you so much for my life and what I have, but I'm really struggling in this area and I want to be better in this area. And prayer is so powerful. Your words, your thoughts, your mentality is so powerful. So take some time, talk to God today, thank Him for everything that you have, and express the things that you need help with. And the best things to pray for, the things that we can't do ourselves. Like, we can make more money, we can get another job, we can get another boo, but you know, sometimes our mental and the things that we struggle with personally are things that we can't control, and that's where He comes in. So and not saying that you can't pray for all that other stuff too, because you definitely can. You can pray for whatever you want. All right, I love you guys, and I'll catch you guys in my next one. Peace.